Yum 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 yum
yum yum. Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read pages and Nick sometimes beats us, but no, sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that. We read the book, and this is page 153, 152 is blank. Evening, riddles. The midsummer sun was slowly making its way toward the horizon, but it still hung high in the sky as Bass came back to the clearing. He was limping slightly and had dirt in his hair, but he seemed in good spirits. There were two children at the bottom of the hill, sitting on the graystone and swinging their feet as if it were a huge stone bench. Bass didn't even have time to sit down before they came up the hill together. It was Wilk, a serious boy of 10, with shaggy blonde hair. Behind him was his little sister Pem, half his age, with three times the mouth. That's the page. I'm Patrick.
I'm Amrita.
I'm Nick, and I'm very sweet and gentle. I wouldn't beat anyone.
Yes.
I've got interns for that.
I'm so confused at this point as to whether we are the interns or not.
No. The interns are like a sort of nebulous proto-being, you know, perpetually trapped between death and life, kind of forever.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Like never truly existing, but never truly having lived.
You said a few days ago that we could eat the interns. I'm now remembering.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they have a sort of essence that sustains one. So you've been issued your passes so you can enter the chamber and
you can get our rations.
That's right. Your compressed intern bars.
So let's see. We've got new kids. Bast is a little sweaty and dirty. Interesting. What do you think
and
he
limping.
Did?
Limping. Well, again, having read the book, I know what he did, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Pat, what do you think he did?
I mean, it kind of goes right against what we were talking about yesterday, where it's like, no, he just goes and shows her the hive. It kind of implies there was some other things happening. But also, there's could be the time where he went and chased Jessam down, which did happen in Lightning Tree. And
so
don't know exactly what the...
Well, yeah, so...
When he did what?
Bill had pointed out in the chat yesterday that one of the children, I think it was Kostril, told Bass the location of a wild beehive in exchange for something or other. So
that was the kid before Kostril.
Oh. My bad. I don't remember the name.
Kale.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. But yeah, he might have been like showing Nettie this wild beehive or something. Anyway, I guess Nick can't speak until we're done with this so we can move on from the speculation.
Yes, I am under sacred oath.
What do you guys think? It's a short page.
We've got the little triptych at the top of the rotating sky. There's some icons on it. It looks like a little wooden token with a birthday cake, an acorn, and is it an oak tree?
It's a holly leaf.
Holly leaf. Thank you. Someone who
I think the birthday
knows more
cake
about horticulture.
Sorry, I think the birthday cake one is new, right? I don't think we've seen it.
Yeah,
before.
We haven't seen that before.
Nick, so our working hypothesis is that these are all the different emblems that Bast uses throughout the book.
I think so. And I think that this is like the toss, like whatever they foreshadow something in the sequence.
He's going to eat cake?
I don't know. I haven't read ahead.
Very interesting.
But why would that exist? Most of these things are like, you know, old timey coins or things, but like a wooden token with a picture of a birthday cake is awfully specific.
Yeah.
I can't imagine an ancient culture minting a birthday cake coin on wood.
It does look
it seems very
out
strange.
Of place.
Yeah, and it's like literally a birthday cake. Like, listeners, I'm not kidding when I say it's hopefully you have a book that you can look at also, but it's a squat cylinder with icing and what is very clearly a single lit candle in the center.
Right.
I don't know how you could think of that as anything but a birthday cake.
Yeah, it just seems completely out of world. Like, I don't even remember anyone in the entire series mentioning something like a birthday cake or, you know, a cake with a candle. Weird.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen occasionally a birthday celebration, but it's mostly just go out drinking, right, which is what birthdays are in your early 20s.
Yeah.
Do they call them birthdays? I can't remember.
They do.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, the one I recall most is near the end of Wise Man's Fear, when they're discussing whether Quoth was in the Fae for just a couple months or for like several years.
Mm.
And then Will goes, happy birthday or birthdays.
Wow, you have a sharp memory.
I've just read the books too many times.
Anything about the other? There's an acorn and the holly leaf. What do you think those mean?
Probably means whoever was holding the triptych walked under a couple bushes, jostled some branches.
One observation is that most of the previous chapters have had more than three. Like this one looks empty to me.
Yeah, there's pretty few. Mm-hmm. Few embers.
And my understanding is that he just pulls out some random ones from the bag and tosses them. Like, he doesn't pull a specific number every time, or...
Mm-hmm. Well, he's made reference to, like, I guess the book has made reference to just pulling a couple versus grabbing a big handful, which he did the last time.
Yeah. Eh. I don't know.
But...
We got Wilk, a serious boy of 10 with shaggy blonde hair, and his sister Pem, half his age, three times the mouth. More nice descriptions of children.
Yeah.
I like the...
Get a couple new kids.
I like the variations in the descriptions. Like, all of the children are very distinct, and they have their, you know, sort of personalities. It's not just limited to their appearance or something.
We don't get a ton of children in the frame narrative in the core trilogy, right? Like, there's a couple of families with like babes in arms, but we don't see children. It's not like they play on the grounds of the tavern or anything like that.
Certainly no.
Yeah, especially once we leave Tarbin. Like, there's a few. None of them are really huge characters.
Yeah,
but... yeah. Tarbin has the other street children. I must say that Narrow Road makes Noir feel more lived in and also less desolate, kind of, maybe just because it is humanized. I'm sure any small town gets humanized when you know the people who live in them. So maybe that's a bit like city centric of me to say in the first place, but the idea
it does make it feel a bit larger.
Yeah. Like, it no longer feels like a backwater, and that might maybe it is still a backwater, but it just like has a like vibrant life regardless.
There's more than five houses.
Yeah.
It's like what we get from...
I think Bast has a more like positive relationship with the town than Quoth does. Like, I get the feeling that in the main books, Quoth's pessimism and sort of, you know, defeated attitude puts like a downer on the whole thing. Like, the frame part is always sadder to me than the main book. Whereas this is not... in Narrow Road is not like an overall sad vibe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, big time. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you've correctly identified that Quoth is like punishing himself and can't or won't make the kind of connections that Bast is doing. Even though Quoth like does kindness. He works kindness and he still likes the people around him. But
mm-hmm. I mean, an obvious difference is Quoth doesn't speak to any of the children, whereas Bast mostly speaks to the children. So that naturally makes it like just.
Yeah. I mean, also, Quoth doesn't leave the inn very often.
That's true.
Except to go and fight the spidey thingies.
Right. Yeah.
I think I'm out of things.
I hope the squirrel didn't kill all the kids.
Oh, no.
And we'll leave you with that charming thought, I guess.
For the next...
I'm trying to come up with an outro that is not horrifying. And So we'll just leave it at that.
Make sure to take your...
Don't leave your children out.
Yeah, don't leave your children outside. Bring them inside, for the interns are on the prowl. Make sure you eat your intern bars. They're rich in protein. And
they keep the interns away.
Yeah, that's right. The intern bars keep the interns away. It's the circle of internship.
Oh no.
And we'll circle your internship on tomorrow's narrow page.
Narrow page. Bye.